And look, the people who are very pro-lockdown, pro-mask wearing, reciting the maxims like we're all in this together, just stay home, wear a mask, these are the people who Dr. Matthias Desmet would say have willfully participated in ritualistic behaviour.
Yeah.
They've sacrificed a part of themselves for the greater good in their mind.
Mm.
But deep down, they must know that lockdowns were a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Which means that it becomes a social solidarity and societal sacrifice. And if you don't participate in the rituals, then you're not part of the team.
Yeah. And the problem with any collectivist propaganda, collectivist ideology, it always ends in the same way. It ends in utter disaster because collectivization leads to totalitarianism. And that is my ultimate fear. Again, returning to Rod Dreher and his book, which was called Live Not by Lies, he points out that we are currently living in it. He calls it soft totalitarianism. No one's going to come and haul you away to the gulags, but they are going to cancel you. They are going to deplatform you, silence you, ridicule you. I mean, hell, in some cases over in the United States, you do get hauled off to the gulag. Look how, I mean, I won't go into it for fear of getting raised by the media, but, you know, there are quite a number of political prisoners currently in the United States at the moment, and there are people who are facing cases where their federal prosecutors have taken them on simply because they're high-profile conservatives or high-profile Trump supporters. And I'm sure...
I'll say it for you. There are people locked in horrendous, inhumane solitary confinement since January 6.
It could be.
I'll leave that for myself to talk about. I don't want to get you in any more trouble before you retire, but let's talk about what you got coming up, and then I'll let you go. So talk to us about who's coming up on the show.
So we've had, as you've said, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough. We've had Professor Augusto Zimmerman. We've had Dr. Robert Malone. I think over the next few days there's going to be Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky, who's going to be talking about COVAX, but he's also going to be giving us his praises on the vaccines that are on the market. Very interesting stuff from Nikolai Petrovsky. And then I've also got Dr. Stephen Chavura. I don't know if you've come across Stephen Chavura. I have to say he is my favourite academic, and this guy is Australia's version of Jordan Peterson. I kid you not. He's not a psychologist. He is a historian. He's a cultural observer. He's a bit of a philosopher, and I think that people are going to be really interested to hear his take on everything that we've been talking about. You know, why has this happened in Australia? What are the cultural what was the cultural underpinnings of why this happened? And where could it possibly lead to? And Stephen waxes lyrical on that, and I've got to say it's such an interesting discussion. So then Matthias Desmet as well. There's also an Anglican priest by the name of Father Dave Smith. Some people may have heard of him. His nickname is Fighting Father Dave because he ran a boxing club for youth at risk in his Sydney parish. Being big on the social justice, was as left-wing as they come. But now he probably still is left-wing in his values, but he's vehemently pro-freedom, anti-lockdowns and anti all these mandates. And so the discussion with him is interesting. We could talk to some other people as well. I'm just waiting to hear from some other contacts around the world and around the nation. So when we've run out of people to interview, we'll probably end the series. I was only going to go for 10 episodes, but we've got 10 done and another one lined up to do. So who knows how many more they might roll out, Nick. I really wanted to interview, before we go, I really wanted to interview a journalist, and so it's interesting we're having this discussion. There's a couple of them lined up. I had some discussions with Alex Berenson, waiting to see whether he comes back to me. But there's also a former ABC journalist who might fill the void. But I'd love to get a journalist's view on why the media has behaved like it has, because I'm a former journalist, and I got to tell you, the lack of critical analysis from the vast majority of Australia's media towards the government diktats has just been unbelievable. It's like any other aspect of government, we can criticise it until the cows come home, but just because it's coming from the health bureaucracy, it's sacrosanct. They must be believed. And what our job is to do, this is what the media says, what our job is to do is to attack those people who are critiquing what the government says in this regard. I just find that so unbelievable that...
Well, they're basically acting like a public relations arm for vaccine companies in the government. They go to press conferences and ask, how many cases were there today? 7. How scared should we be? Very. And then the headline reads, Queenslanders should be scared as 7 new cases detected.
And I pointed this out in one of my newsletters that I send out on my Nation First Substack. And I think that there's a paper I come across, and I can't remember the name of the outfit, but it was some... University Centre for Journalism in Australia, and they done an analysis of it, and it was all this was all pro CHO propaganda, you know, this report, but it actually was admitting that the vast majority of journalists used their roles and the media organisations used their leverage to promote the narrative and took a firm stance against any dissent. So that was almost unashamedly what they did.
Yeah. Look, I think one thing that's for sure is that when this is all done and dusted, we need to have some sort of a royal commission or independent inquiry into our so-called journalists and media practitioners, because they've done an incredible disservice to the Australian people over the last 2 years, that's for sure. George Christensen has been my guest today. You can find his podcast, Conservative One, on all the major podcast platforms, as well as nationfirst.substack.com, which includes a stack of articles as well as the podcast. George, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Nick.
The Nick Holt Podcast.